Welcome to the Sparkening Podcast.
In this episode, I'm going to talk about how to create the world's greatest LinkedIn profile. So stick around. Hey, this is just a quick reminder that if you're not yet subscribed to the Sparkening Podcast, you should really go check it out on iTunes, on Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It can be found pretty much everywhere. So go ahead and subscribe and help build the show up so I can make more content for you and help you up your social media game exponentially. Hey, everybody. What's good? Hope that you had a great 4th of July. Finally back from break and ready to hit the ground running with a special episode today based on an article that I wrote called How to Create the World's Greatest LinkedIn Profile. And if you want to check out that article, it's on medium.com. Just search for me, Blake Emmel. Find it. It took me a long time to write this. It's only a 6-minute read, but it's really in depth. So you get a lot of great information on it about how to change your LinkedIn profile to make it a lead magnet machine, how to get jobs from your LinkedIn, how to network correctly. And I'm going to go through this a little bit with you and some of my professional tactics that I've used on my own LinkedIn profile to take it from about 200 connections of people that I really just knew personally to over 9,000 connections now. So here we go. If you're not on LinkedIn yet, first of all, you really need to be. You need to get on LinkedIn. Whether you think that your job is quote unquote professional enough is beside the point. You should be on LinkedIn for the social aspect of it all, because you will find people that are just like you. You'll find lots of people in real estate. You'll find plumbers. You'll find editors and writers. You'll find all sorts of people on LinkedIn. Everybody is on LinkedIn. So if you think, first and foremost, if you think that you're not one of those people that should have a LinkedIn profile, you should. And if you think that you're not the kind of person that should be active on LinkedIn, you should. With that said, now is the time to start catching the wave of professional networking online. So there's no place better to do that than on LinkedIn, obviously. But the simple fact is that having a profile alone, it's not enough. You have to transform your account into something that's actually going to make you money. So I want to give you some tips on how to do this. And I want to talk about a few different things. I want to talk about, first and foremost, what actually makes your profile strong on LinkedIn. And then I'm going to go through each of those elements and provide, you know, some tactics, some really actionable tips that you can implement that have helped my account. It's helped my account grow a ton. So what makes a LinkedIn profile strong? There are basically 6 elements to this. First, it's your headshot, then banner image, headline, summary, endorsements, and your experience. These are all just sections on your profile page. So it shouldn't be any secret that this is what you need to improve upon to make your profile great. So by the end of this, your profile is going to be prepared to attract meaningful connections, generate leads, and explode your job opportunities wide open. So let's get started on dissecting these 6 professional profile essentials. And number 1 being that you need to use a contrasting profile headshot that evokes curiosity. The first element that any potential connection is going to see from you is your headshot. Whether they find this in the My Network navigation feature or they specifically search for your job title, your headshot has the potential to make you stand out. And it goes without saying that your profile photo should always be high quality and professional. But there's a simple tactic that you can also do that invites LinkedIn people to view your profile over a seemingly similar person, and that's just by using contrast. And contrast in this instance refers to using a profile image that just looks different than the rest of the profiles on LinkedIn, the rest of the profiles in your industry, while of course maintaining a professional look and feel still. So if you look at mine, you can't see it now, but if you go to my profile on LinkedIn, you can see that my background is blue and it's just a simple headshot on top of that, high quality headshot. And then if you go through the My Network tab, you can just go through and look and you'll see people that stand out to you. And that will if that catches your attention, it'll catch other people's attention. So those are the types of profile photos that you want to emulate. You want to stand out. You want people to be scrolling down and just be stopped when they come to your profile, because I mean, that's how they're going to ultimately click on your profile, as if you make them stop for you. All right, so the bottom line with headshots, really, it's just keep it professional, keep it simple. You don't want any text on the image, no background behind your face or anything. You don't want any pictures other than your face, and you want to use contrast. The second thing is to create a LinkedIn banner image that wows and informs. Did you know that you can upload your own customized cover photo above your profile? It's an opportunity that is often squandered by LinkedIn amateurs. It's the default cover photo for your profile. It is typically just this light blue graphic with all these little lines coming off of it, and it provides absolutely no value to your personal brand whatsoever. So instead, you should control your narrative and upload your own personalized banner immediately. And the reason for this is because this is going to stand out almost as much as your profile photo will when people actually land on your page. You don't want to blow a chance at winning people over right away when they land on your profile. You want them to see what you're all about, and the banner image is going to be right at their eye level, and it provides that it can provide them with a lot of useful information without actually having to read anything. So what makes a great banner image? I would say, again, you want to use contrasting colors, ideally that match your profile photo. You want to include a call to action in the image. You can put text on this. You want to inform users about your purpose, your interests, or your services, and you want to use a background image that matches your industry. You can go again, look at my profile for an example of that. Number three is crafting a headline that hooks people right away. The headline is probably the most important text feature on your profile. So, I mean, obviously the reason is because people want to know what you do and why you're awesome. If not, they don't care about you. And it's incredibly difficult knowing what works in terms of headlines. And the only reason that I've been able to come to a conclusion for my own personal headline is because I've done vigorous A-B testing. So you're probably going to have to tweak it here and there, but you can change this as many times as you want until you find what really sparks people's interest. But right now, my title is Blake Amel, Titan of Marketing. And that's not the most descriptive thing, but it also tells you a little bit about what I do. But the Titan of Marketing part, I get a lot of messages every single day from people I don't know just because they think that that's interesting or funny or whatever. And they contact me and want to be connected with me just because of that. There's an opportunity there to get connected with people just from that. So you want to be unique. Contrasting, again, is key. Use your personality. Don't forget to state what you actually do as a job. Make it engaging and inviting. And then ensure that your focus is narrow. Don't put, I'm a digital marketer. I'm a juggler. I'm a writer. I'm in the circus. I'm a painter. Stick with one thing and be great at it and make sure people know about it. Number four is to write a profile summary that expands on your headline. You want this to really just be a continuation of what you've stated in your headline in both personality and in messaging. So while most people won't take the time to read your summary, those who do are going to be really qualified potential leads that actually care about you as a person. They care about your story. Anyone who takes a real amount of time to read your short biography without even knowing who you are potentially is worth having as a connection, right? So your summary is an opportunity to show off your goals, your dreams, your desires, your plans, your skills. So take advantage of it. And I've got a simple formula for you for writing the perfect LinkedIn summary. And here it is. Number one, start with a hook. Always start with the hook. Explain what your greatest professional joy is and introduce your profession or skill set with some personality. Hook them right away. Number two, gain their trust. And the way that you do this is by restating your skill set and listing out your areas of high confidence. Make people understand right away that you know what you're talking about. You know your stuff. Number three, social proof. The way that you accomplish this is by adding numbers. Just add numbers or stats about your career, about maybe the number of clients you've helped, the amount of revenue you've brought in, or the amount of sales, or any other number that you can provide that is accurate, that can act as a social proof for the real results that you've achieved. And then finally, number four is a call to action. Just invite the reader to take action, even in your summary. And if you do that, a hook, you gain trust, put social proof in there, and invite them to take action, that is a successful summary. Number five is to get endorsements for your top skills. Now, this goes without saying, you obviously want to do this, but you're probably doing it a little bit wrong. And the way that I the reason I say that is because you only get three featured skills that will be above the show more button on your LinkedIn profile. The rest will be hidden behind that button. And so you only have three to pick from. And the three that you pick should not just be the first three that you added onto LinkedIn. They should be the three that have the potential to actually make you money, your money maker skills. So if those three skills are not money makers, you should change them right now. And then also go and endorse other people and tell them that you've endorsed them, and they'll likely endorse you back, and that'll help strengthen your profile as well. And finally, number six is to display your most relevant experience. Notice this section's not called resume, it's called experience. And why? The reason's because this is not your resume. It's not intended to be strictly a chronological order of professional events. No, this is a section that should display your most relevant and important professional experiences that reinforce the other information on your profile. So under each experience, don't fall into the trap of stating your responsibilities in those roles. Instead, make those experiences engaging and results driven. Include the results that you achieved, the reason that that experience was important, the reason that experience makes you credible. And the more you can display numbers and stats and social proof, the better that it will be received. And that's it. That's all the best LinkedIn profile tips. So let's go through all six again really quick. 1, use a contrasting profile headshot. 2, create a LinkedIn banner image that wows and informs. 3, craft a headline that hooks them right away. 4, write a profile summary that expands on your headline. 5, get endorsements for your top skills. And 6, display your most relevant experience. I want to invite you to go out there now and create an amazing LinkedIn profile, because when done right, this thing can get you incredible results. Go ahead and join me on LinkedIn. I'll give you as many tips as I can. Ask me questions on LinkedIn with the hashtag AskBlake. I do featured video Q&A sessions, so super fun. And let me know if you have any other questions, but for now, that's it. Now go out and create a great LinkedIn profile.